T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the center fielder of your Milwaukee Brewers. Pleasure to welcome in Keon Broxton. Keon, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing well, man. The sun's shining.
Yeah, it is. And we haven't gotten that often here in Milwaukee, man. So that's a good thing. Before you know it, you guys will be playing with an open roof. Whenever we get a player on the show, Keon, I always like to go to their Twitter timeline, see if I can learn something personal about these guys, so the interview isn't all X's and O's and baseball, etc.
So you're telling them you stalk guests?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's cool.
I think this is you because it's verified. Your Twitter handle is Loverboy9. Is that true?
That is correct. That is me.
Well, can you tell us why, or is that a sort of a private story?
It's not too private. It's basically just I love everyone, man. There's not too many people in this world that I don't like. I pretty much welcome in everyone that's around me. And that's where that came from, Loverboy9.
I should hang out with you.
Number.
Yeah. I should hang out with you. There's a lot of people I don't like. you and I should hang out so I can learn how you pull that off. The one thing, you know, we use this hashtag, Ask Broxton, starting yesterday through today. So we got some ones that have come in. And this is from Corey. Why didn't you go with Thames, Drake, and Knable on the brewery tour and Miller and make a beer with those guys?
I have no idea. I definitely should have been invited to that, but I have no idea. I know those guys had a lot of fun, and that would have been awesome. That would have been awesome to create a nice beer for Milwaukee. That would have been awesome.
Another one that I've got multiple tweets on asking is, how much do you think getting hit in the face played into your season to this point as far as how long it took you to get going?
I tried to forget about it as quick as possible. Obviously, a couple of bats after that, I was a little nervous, especially against right-handed hitter or pitchers, and a little skeptical of the ball in. But I just tried to forget about it as quick as possible, and now I've almost completely forgotten about it. But my eyes are still a little black, so haven't completely healed up. But I don't think it's really had too much of a factor on my season. I think right after I got hit, I just kind of got back to going to work, and everything just played out the way it did.
Talking with Keon Broxton, Brewers center fielder, here on the Wendy's Big Show. I remember after that happened, and I read some comments from you, heard some comments from you, talking about how you think that C-flap that you have there on your helmet might have saved your life. Have you gone around preaching to teammates and other guys that you know around the league about the benefits of that C-flap and just how beneficial it can be?
Definitely. Everyone I've come in contact with about that incident, I've always pushed to use the C-flap. If I didn't have the C-flap, I probably wouldn't be able to be here talking to you guys right now. So I was fortunate to have that on during spring training and bring it over into the season. It happened like the third game of the season, so it came in use pretty quick. And yeah, it definitely saved my life, man. Saved my year. Saved a lot that could have gone wrong.
Talking with Keon Broxton, starting center fielder for your Milwaukee Brewers here on the Wendy's Big Show. Greg tweets in with the hashtag AskBroxton. What does he think is key when trying to get a good jump to steal a base?
The key is I key off my pitchers, off the pitchers that I'm stealing off of. Some guys, they lift their hands up before their leg goes up, so I would take off as soon as they move their hands. Or some guys, their front leg will twitch a little bit before they lift it up, so I would go on the twitch. It's just all keys off the pitcher. Sometimes you don't really have those keys, and it goes off timing. So most pitchers get into a rhythm once they come set. I'll go like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, go, or something like that. It just depends on the rhythm of the pitcher and what their sequences are and what their keys are, and you just got to study them. They'll tip a lot of stuff. They don't realize it. They're too busy trying to throw strikes. So they'll tip little hints here and there where you can take advantage of them.
Just to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit for people that have never been in a major league clubhouse or anything of the sort, how much video study goes on with hitters when it comes to opposing pitchers before a game?
some guys are different. Some guys don't really like to watch too much video. They get too much information, and it clouds their brain and thought process. But it's really all about what you want. Like, there's unlimited amounts of information through video. And just going in and watching a pitcher on a before the start is huge for me. I go in and watch what pitches he likes to use behind an account, like 2-1. What pitch does he go to get ahead in the count? What's his best pitch? What's his strikeout pitch? What pitch he uses mostly in two strikes? So there's so much information that's to our hands that it'd be dumb for us not to use them. But like I said, every player is different. They use what they have to their advantage in any way they need.
What role does the hitting coach, in this case Darnell Coles, come into play with different players? Is it on a day-to-day basis? Is it on a not as regular basis throughout the season? If you're struggling, maybe then you go to him. How does that work?
Yeah, it's player to player. He works with players on different things. And with me, he mainly now with me, it's just my approach and the pitches that I'm swinging at. Earlier, it was my swing, it was my timing. So he's been helping me throughout this entire process. So there's a lot of credit that goes to him and Jason Lane as well into my success. And yeah, it's just different for every player. Like they're hitting outside early right now. He's working on five different players on different things that they need to work on. So he's got his hands full right now. But without him, man, we'd probably be lost out here. It's kind of hard to do this on your own. So he comes in and helps a lot with anything that we need.
You made kind of a drastic change to your approach at the plate last year, completely changing the positioning of your hands when you were sent down to the minors. You came back up, and obviously it paid off. You got off to a slow start this year, and you've heated up in the last few weeks. Did you make any subtle changes that maybe we didn't notice the way that we noticed the obvious change last year?
Yeah, I backed off the plate a little bit. Okay. Earlier in the year, I was a little bit too close, and my timing was off, so I was getting jammed and swinging at pitches out of the zone just because I couldn't recognize them quick enough. So I backed off the plate a little bit and gave myself some room to see the ball and really just started using right field and trying to stay inside everything. And that got me into a good foundation in my legs and made my legs get planted so I can see the ball and work my hands through the ball. So that's been the biggest adjustment. And I think I've always been like a slow starter during the season. And it's all about just timing and finding a comfortable spot in the box and in your surroundings. So that's always a process. But once you find the foundation and have your timing right, it's all about seeing the ball after that.
Talking with Brewers center fielder Keon Broxton here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. I've said on the postgame show and on our afternoon show here that for me, watching the Brewers for a number of years, it seems to me, outside looking in, this seems to be a very emotional team. I mean, you guys really ride your emotions to your benefit throughout the course of a game. Is this one of the more emotional teams you've been a part of to this point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's only because this is all we have, man. This is our life. You know, we care. We care about every pitch, every moment that's going on. And we prepare ourselves as if, you know, it's life or death because, this is it. We can't get any higher.
Right.
Always preach that when walking through the locker room all the time. Like, this is all we have. We don't have anything else. We can't get any higher, you know. So this is it. This is us. This is our team. And we have to prepare ourselves and be ready for everything and make the most of it.
Just want to do a couple tweets here from the fans that took the time to tweet and ask you questions. And they're all over the board. Ronnie says, any game day routines that you do every game?
Before the game, I pray before the game, every game. If I'm in center field, I'll pray out there in center field. Or if I'm leading off, I'll pray on deck. That's probably about the biggest game day routine that I do.
It's a good routine. KJ tweets at the fan, what's your favorite video game? How often do you play?
My favorite video game is Rocket League.
Oh, man, yes. I remember that. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
It is still my favorite game to play, and I play it every day.
Hey, what do you think of – this is my own question. Forget the listeners now. I want to ask you this. What do you think of this whole esports thing going on? Have you been following this?
Esports? No, I'm not too sure what
that
is.
Oh, let me tell you. This is going to blow your mind. Because
Keon, you might want to consider a career change after hearing
well,
this.
if you play a lot, I'm just saying. So the NBA starting, what is it, 2000, is it next year? Yeah, 2018, I think it is. NBA 2K is going to be a part of this esports league or whatever. And what it is, the Bucks are going to have a team here in Milwaukee, and they're going to play against, I think, 16 other teams. And then there's going to be a general manager for this team. There's going to be a coach for this team. And then there's going to be five players that will be acting as one of each of the five players on the court playing against the other NBA teams. They're going to be making up to six-figure salaries in some cases for playing what? Video games. And then you'll be able to go to the new Bucks arena to watch them play other teams, and they expect to fill the arena and the whole deal.
Oh, man.
That's the NBA. Now, I don't know how far behind the NFL and MLB are, but that's what the NBA is doing. Chuck, when you get a chance, Google it. The Bucks announced that they're going to be a part of it. We had Peter Fagan on, and I said, that is crazy. He told us that there are colleges and universities giving esports scholarships to go to school there.
Wow.
Yeah, Keon, you're okay. Out there busting your butt, man. 162 game grind. You could be sitting on the couch playing video games and pulling in six figures.
I'm just saying, if they ever do something like that for Rocket League, dude, you're going to be set.
I'm in. I would definitely do that, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. There you go. I taught Keon Broxton something. I'm happy. Days made.
But now the Brewers are going to lose him to esports.
Well, that would be horrible.
That's Brewers center fielder Keon Broxton, our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. Keon, really appreciate you carving out a few minutes, especially on game day, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. That was fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.